deciding to pull out of the North Sea and selling its assets, citing, among other things, the tax and policy environment. Of course, we have seen the Starmer government decide, Labour manifesto, of course, they were voted in on it, but decide not to allow any more gas and oil new licences, exploration licences, I should say, be granted in the North Sea. Decision from BP has created some concern in Scotland amid fears that oil hubs, of course, like Aberdeen, will suffer. We saw that Conservative victory in the by-election on the same day as the Makerfield by-election, of course, largely on a net zero exploration ticket. Now, earlier this morning, I spoke with Dr. Paul DeLisle, director of the Energy Transition Institute, Robert Gordon University, who's been explaining why this is certainly some source of concern, but it might not all be doom and gloom. I began by asking him just how significant this move was for BP.
On the face of it, it's a big deal. This is British Petroleum pulling out of the UK. I mean, of course, that's a hugely symbolic company just pulling out. But it's not a surprise because many of other organizations, major oil companies, Shell, Equinor, Total Energies, already pulled out. There's a whole string of companies which is basically saying is this is just not an attractive basin for us to be in and come to other places around the world. So, yes, it's a big moment in time. It's an iconic company, but it's not really a surprise for the industry.
Will someone buy the assets, the BP assets in the North Sea?
That's the big question. This is a big package. This is a very large asset base. So who's going to buy it? And they're going to, of course, face the same issue. What's the uncertainty around the tax regime? What's the uncertainty around policy? Will everything we do be taken to court? So I think there's going to be a real debate. Is it going to be one package? Is it going to be broken up? There are companies willing to buy these kind of distressed assets, but it's going to be a real interesting question. Now, BP is disappearing. It doesn't mean the assets or the jobs are disappearing. Most of these jobs will go to new operators. There might just be a new name on the front door. But actually, yeah, it will be interesting to see what's going to happen.
What do you say, Paul? There'll be people listening to this who will say, look, you talk about the North Sea as being a national asset, a national treasure, et cetera, but we know what the climate situation is like. We can see half of Europe seems to be on fire at the moment. Every year or more or less seems to be hotter than the last. Someone's got to make a stand about fossil fuel and and hydrocarbon exploration and extraction. It might as well be us.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great, I mean, at the moment, timing is, of course, is tricky. Climate emergency, indeed, wildfires everywhere, heat waves, really challenging. But the choice is not as simple as that, and that's what politicians are struggling with, because, yes, of course, we can switch off supply. And that is possible, but demand is still there. So it doesn't come from the North Sea. Where else is it coming from? And that's the dilemma that politicians now have, because the alternative is we're going to have to import it from overseas. Now, if it comes from other countries, it probably comes as in the form of liquefied natural gas, had a far higher carbon footprint than producing it here ourselves. So the choice is not so we do it or not do it. What's the alternative if we don't do it here? Because we might actually make the situation even worse. And that is the real tricky political debate we now have.
Do you think, just finally, Paul, do you think that this is a BP decision, do you think it'll be final? Or can you imagine a world in which that a Burnham government with a little bit more flexibility around some of the policy options, particularly around new exploration, might be able to dissuade them from leaving?
I think BP is a particular issue. They've got a results presentation on Tuesday coming week. They're going to have to put the whole things in, and this is part of a package of announcements they're making in advance of the results presentation. The big message for government is actually we're going to need oil and gas for decades to come. It's part of a transition. It's not one or the other. It's not oil and gas or renewables. We need everything in the energy mix, but we need to make it the lowest carbon energy mix we can get. So I think this will be a reset, a real wake-up call for governments both in Westminster and in Holyrood around actually how do we make sure we have the right energy system for the UK.
Paul DeLisle, grateful for your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Cheers.